Welcome into the Inside the NFL Prospects podcast series. I'm Jack Borowski, joined here alongside my co-host Brian Sternberg. On this episode, we are fortunate to have on Kyle Hinton. Kyle just finished his 4 years as a top offensive lineman for the Washburn football team. He's one of the top players in the country. Kyle, thanks for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you.
To start, Kyle, you recently accepted your invitation to play in the NFLPA Bowl. How did you end up getting that invitation, and what was your initial reaction to be invited to that bowl game?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. Dan Vandenat, the scouting director, came to my school and everything and interviewed me, and then he officially invited me, and I accepted it.
And staying on that topic of the NFLPA Bowl, Kyle, what are you most looking forward to in showcasing your talents at the NFLPA Bowl?
Yeah, I'm just excited to go against, some of the top talent in the nation, and show the scouts that I can compete with the top dogs. And I'm really excited to see, what I can do, transitioning inside, guard and center.
And talking about that transition into the interior of the offensive line, we know it's going to be a big adjustment no matter what level it's at. But coming from a smaller school in Washburn, what would you say to anyone doubting you?
I'd just say, look at the film. I completely dominated my level. And I'm pretty sure, I'm fairly confident that I can do the same thing at the next level. I have high football IQ. I mean, I can dissect any defense, make calls, and I'm pretty sure that'll translate well to the next level.
Kyle, for those who don't know, your teammate Corey Ballantyne was drafted last year by the New York Giants and went through the same program that you're going through. Is his story motivating you at all?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, I always compare him to a trailblazer for me. I mean, showing that the transition can be made if you just put in the work. It helped me out knowing that, it has been done and it can be done for my level.
At what point, Kyle, did you realize, all right, I have a shot to make it in the NFL?
When the scouts, told me that I have great film, that's when, it really hit me. I was like, okay. So, NFL scouts are telling me that, my film looks good and they think that I can really make it. So that's what really, cemented it for me.
Some of the athletes that we've interviewed, they touched upon the importance of watching film, especially of opponents. How important is it for you, especially to watch film from other opponents?
It's pretty much everything. I mean, throughout the week for game prep, it's just pretty much just film work. You want to know, what the defensive tendencies are, how your scheme plays into it, what type of rush moves, the D linemen are going to use, what type of blitzes they have and everything. It's pretty much just all the work going into the week. It's just film.
And with more experience, we know you were thrusted in early as a freshman, but have played all 4 years. Over time, would you say you got better at watching film and picking up on tendencies, or is it something that just came natural to you?
Definitely over time. My coach always, give out points as, to what to watch for and everything. But my first couple of years, I was just really worried about our scheme, what scheme that we had going into the week. And I wasn't, as much worried about what the defense was doing. But my last couple of years, I was just really comfortable with our scheme and everything. So I could really focus on what the defense was doing.
And Kyle, some of the players that we've interviewed have to redshirt their freshman year. You did not choose that. And your freshman year, you played in 7 games. Did you really expect to see that much playing time so early on in your career?
Definitely not. I was told when I committed that, I was going to probably redshirt and everything. But I did so well during camp and everything, and they needed a good backup tackle. And so they said, we're going to have you travel and play in games. And, it was a shocker for me at first, but we had a really good defensive lineman on our team, and I did well against them. So it was a pretty good transition from high school to college, but it was definitely a shocker when I first got here.
We see a lot with the adjustment period. It takes some time for guys, especially offensive line play. Not until guys get to that junior, senior year do they really come into their own. Why do you think that transition wasn't as difficult for you?
I was just a natural athlete and a natural competitor. I hate losing, and you know, if I do lose, I look at it and try to not make the same mistakes as I did last time. And, just really improve, in the weight room, my foot speed and everything. So I think that's what helped me mostly.
And for those who don't know, can you explain your role that you played this past season?
So I was just pretty much just the leader for the whole team. Just being like offensively, everybody just looked to me. I'm making calls out there, just saying what we need to do better, what we're doing good and what we can do better and everything. Just a central focal point for the team, pretty much.
And with that, we know team leader as a senior, you guys, the success we saw, obviously Corey Ballantyne going to the Giants, or has been NFL talent there. How would you describe the football culture at Washburn as a whole?
We just work hard every day. Just try to make sure that we all get our jobs done, whether that's in the classroom, on the field. We just try to do the best we can every day. That's our motto. Just go in there and do our work the best that we can, and that'll transition into wins.
Kyle, succeeding on the field is very important, but also succeeding off the field is also very important. What does it mean to you to be named all academic each year throughout your collegiate career?
It means a lot to me. Just, recognizing, all the work that, that we all do in the classroom and everything. So, it's a real honor for me to be named, all to all those awards and everything. So, I'm really appreciative of it.
And when researching Kyle, we saw that you're majoring in psychology. What went into that decision?
I've always just had an interest in it. I originally came in as an exercise science major, and after my first semester, didn't like it too much. But I took a psych class, and I really liked it a lot, so I just decided to pursue it.
And Kyle, with the NFL insight for you, is there anything specifically this offseason draft prep that you're going to be working on?
Pretty much just trying to transition more into center. That's pretty much the main deal for me. All the scouts say, yeah, we look at you as more of a center type build. Just for me being, just shorter, I'm like only 6'3". But they say, I have a high football IQ, and they think that could really make a smooth transition into center. So that's going to be working on most of the offseason.
And we know the on-field production, obviously the NFLPA will invite. But in terms of Kyle Hinton as the person off the field, what would you want scouts or GMs to know about? Who are you as a person? Who are they going to be drafting?
Just a hard-working dude. I just, keep my head down and just try to grind through whatever I'm going through. Just hard-working, just try to work for everything I want. And, that's pretty much it.
And for those who don't know, you were on the track team. How did you end up being on the track team?
So they just started up the program my freshman year when I was here. And I did track in high school. I was like all state discus. And me and my friend, we just said, okay, we might as well just walk on and see what we can do. And so, yeah, I redshirted my freshman year for track and everything. And then they introduced me to a weight throw. And that was just a really natural event for me. You just take a 35-pound weight ball. It's like, kind of looks like a hammer. You spin around and you throw as far as you can. And that was just a natural event for me, just being explosive and everything. And so, yeah, this past year, I got third in the conference, and then I got ninth at Nationals. So that was a great experience.
In addition to playing football, obviously track star, and in high school you played basketball as well. How do you think playing, I know track less because of that overall transition. But how do you think playing basketball helped your development as a football player?
Definitely, at least for O-line, it helped my foot speed a lot. And then your hip mobility. Physically, just playing defense with basketball, it helps a lot with your hips and your feet, and just overall awareness and athletic ability helps, you know, transition well on the O-line.
And Kyle, talking about the NFL, are there any players or teams that you are looking forward to playing against?
Definitely the Rams. I mean, just with they have Aaron Donald and everything. I've always wanted to, you know, try and see, you know, what I can do against him. He's definitely one of the best, you know, defensive tackles in the league. And then, you know, with the Bears, they have, you know, Khalil Mack and everything. So I just want to see what I can do against them.
And with the idea of the NFL and the training process ahead for the pre-draft, hypothetically, if you could be trained by anyone currently in the NFL or retired, who would it be and why?
Charles Bentley, out in Arizona. He's just proven time and time again how he's the best O-line coach, you know, in the nation. I mean, he trains the best. He's trained, you know, just tons of Pro Bowlers and everything. And his methods are just ridiculously nice. So that's what I want.
And going back on film, Kyle, are there any players in the NFL that you watch their film and you take pieces from their game and apply it to yours?
Tyron Smith, just with his steps and his hand usage, I always look at his film and see what he's doing, and I try to replicate that.
What we found interesting, though, is when researching, you're not from Kansas, from Arizona. So what went into that decision? How did you end up at Washburn?
So I wasn't, you know, highly recruited out of high school. I just had one JUCO offer going into my senior year. And then after my senior year, I just had that same JUCO offer. And I was going to go there. But then all the D2 schools came to my school and started recruiting. And Washburn came through and had me on an official visit. And they offered me after the visit. And they just, I could tell they just really believed in me and everything. And so, and I'm not scared of moving because I was an Army kid all my life. I moved around everywhere. So it was an easy transition, you know, just going from Arizona to Kansas. So.
And looking back on that, Kyle, do you think you made a good decision?
Oh, yeah, definitely made a perfect decision for me. I felt like Washburn was just a perfect fit and, you know, completely thankful for it.
And then with that, what was it like playing under Coach Craig Schurig throughout your career? And can you describe your relationship with him?
I mean, he's pretty much just like a dad to everybody out here. On the field. I mean, you could trust him with anything. He's always got our backs and everything. And you know, football wise, I mean, the amount of football knowledge this guy has is just incredible. You realize how much you don't know about the game until you talk to him, you know, just for maybe an hour about football. You just realize how much knowledge he has and how much you have to learn to get to where he's at.
And do you have any hobbies outside of football? Like, do you like playing video games with your teammates?
I always get together with my teammates. We just play 2K. We'll play Madden or something together. For me personally, I just like lifting weights and, you know, like bodybuilding as a hobby. Always in the gym, you know, always just lifting weights and stuff.
And outside of football, we know obviously the NFL is the next objective, but do you have any career aspirations once your football career is over?
I definitely would want to move back to Arizona and just be a cop or something like that.
You still got a lot of time ahead, but have you thought about signing an NFL contract and the first thing you like to do with your signing bonus?
My signing bonus? Shoot, I'll probably get a new car. Anybody not know me and the car that I drive right now, I barely fit in it, you know, but, you know, it gets me from point A to point B, so I'm grateful for it. But yeah, first thing I'd probably do would get a nice little car.
And Kyle, for our last question, for any rising high school football player that might be under-recruited or doesn't feel they're getting the attention they deserve, what is one piece of advice you could give to them?
Don't shy away from the small school offers. Everybody wants to go do you want a bus, but it's okay to go JUCO, it's okay to go NAIA, it's okay to go D2. Any football is good football. And so, just don't pass up any opportunities.
That was Kyle Hinton. We really appreciate your time. Good luck with the pre-draft process, and we can't wait to see what's in store for you the rest of the way.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.